702 and Cape Talk.
Let's look at this now. Just days after the National Union of Mine Workers threatened to plunge the country into darkness, President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to come face to face with the union leaders today. Remember, NUM did threaten to shut down the electricity grid in the days leading up to the elections to protest government's decision to unbundle Eskom into three entities. Let's speak to EWN reporter Theto Mahlakwana. Theto, thank you so much for your time. Now, these threats by the NUM are serious. I mean, do you think the president, when he meets the union today, he'll be begging them to think twice?
Absolutely, Clement. Well, according to the presidency, the president is there at an invitation of the union, of course, to document the history of NUM, an organization that is a founding general secretary of. But, of course, you know that given the dynamics and the issues at hand, there's absolutely no way that they will not touch on their dispute over Eskom. And I expect that the president would, of course, implore them to still come to the table and see if they cannot talk things out.
Yeah.
The last thing that he needs as either a candidate who is running for presidency or as a leader of the ANC, which is in an alliance with Kosatu, which they're affiliated to, is to have a situation where he is literally undermined by his own organization taking to the streets in the lead up to the elections and on election day.
I mean, Theto, we're speaking here about the union that, you know, has even threatened that, you know, in the May elections, they may not vote with the ANC should government not reverse this decision to split Eskom into three entities. I mean, the NUM president told me also a few weeks ago on this station that Ramaphosa is the enemy of the poor, the enemy of workers. This is the same man who co-founded this union. Has the relationship broken down that bad?
The relationship has broken down. It's been a long time coming because as you have seen, the sort of messaging that has been coming out of society, the suggestions that there was a resuscitation of the 1996 class project, for example. Those kind of utterances must be taken into context. And this is to suggest that this leader that we championed and that we campaigned for to not only be a leader of the ANC, but leader of society, has now basically turned against us. That sentiment has been quite strong, coming not only out of NUM, but a number of Kosatu unions. And a meeting that they had 2 weeks ago, a central committee meeting, decided that they will support the ANC in the election. But of course, organizations like NUM have the discretion, for example, to withhold the millions of rands that under any other ordinary circumstances, they would contribute to the ANC campaign.
Right.
I do not see that happening. And of course, that will be a major blow to his campaign.
Theto Mahlakwana, EWN reporter, thank you so much for your time.